eggs. This time of year we drain and paint them, hide them, hunt for them, make them out of chocolate, candy and marshmallow. Eggs are a central part of our Easter celebrations. But there's a new challenger in town this Easter, the chicken. Now you have to decide, the chicken or the egg. The Salvation Army's International Development Department is pitting them against each other. So this show is to help you make that big decision, the chicken or the egg. We'll make it a fair fight. Stick around, you'll hear both sides of the story, why eggs have been the champions at this time of year for so long, and why these cocky new kids, the chickens, think they can muscle in on your Easter celebrations. It's the Chicken or the Egg, a radio special brought to you by the Salvos. We're kicking things off with an amazing Easter song from South Carolina rockers Need to Breathe. It's called Garden, after the Garden of Gethsemane, where in the Easter story Jesus went and prayed, struggling with what he was about to face.
Won't you take this cup from me? 'Cause fear has stolen all my sleep. If tomorrow means my death, pray you'll save their souls with it. Let the songs I sing bring joy to you. Let the words I say confess my love. Let the notes I choose be a favorite tune. And Father, let my heart be after you. In this hour of doubt I see who I am is not just me. So give me strength to tie myself so love can live to tell the tale. Let the songs I sing bring joy to you. Let the words I say confess my love. Let the notes I choose be your favorite tune. Father, let my heart be after you. Father, let my heart be for you. Let the words I say confess my love. Let the notes I choose be your favorite tune. And Father, let my heart be after you. Father, let my heart be after you.
You're with the Chicken or the Egg, the Easter special from Salvos Radio, where we help you with the challenge facing you this year in your Easter celebrations, the chicken or the egg. We want a good clean fight so both sides will get a fair go. Round one, the egg. Symbolically, it's believed eggs started out as a pagan symbol of rebirth, associated with the start of the Northern Hemisphere spring, which is also when the death and resurrection of Jesus is remembered, and the two merged over the years. But there is a very rich and diverse history that's developed beyond just pagan symbols. In Jewish traditions, eggs are part of Passover, when in a particular feast you dip a hard-boiled egg in salt water. And eggs are actually a Jewish symbol of mourning. They're the first thing served after a funeral. Some more examples. In medieval Europe, you weren't allowed to eat eggs during Lent, the 40-day fast leading up to Easter, so eggs became a big hit on the menu when people were breaking the fast on Resurrection Sunday. Then things went to a new level with Fabergé eggs. In 1883, Russian Tsar Alexander commissioned Fabergé to create one of his signature gilded eggs as an Easter gift for his wife, the Tsarina. And, well, the popularity of the egg at Easter was sealed. It was also the late 1800s when Germans brought their tradition of decorating and hunting for eggs at Easter to the USA. We can thank those same European friends for the idea to make them out of chocolate. No big surprise that one stuck. So that's why eggs are one option you've got this Easter. But what about this hot new contender for your Easter celebrations, the chicken? Round two. Betsy Pineda is part of the international development team within the Salvos. She'll be speaking for the chickens today. Betsy, what does it mean to choose a chicken over an egg this Easter?
See, at the International Development Office, we work with projects overseas, and some of the projects do involve animals and seeds and parts of agricultural initiatives that will help people with income generation. One of the items in our fundraiser gift catalogue is chickens. And so finding that people are very familiar with the chocolate eggs during Easter time, we thought, well, why don't we just give it a twist and we make this a time instead of the chocolate egg, we'll make it, why don't you change the egg for the chicken? So even though for us as Westerners, a chicken may not mean much, we do buy it in the supermarket and we just eat it, or we run to KFC or Red Rooster, but for developing nations, it means an opportunity to exit the cycle of poverty. They may not have a means to generate their own income, and just giving them a chicken is that opportunity. It's just the opportunity to participate in projects that will help them be part of a self-sustainable project, which will help them produce their own income, and hopefully it will be a more of a longer term thing.
So how do you know chickens work? How does this help break the cycle of poverty?
We have spoken to people who have actually participated in chicken projects in Mozambique, and they have found that because them being agricultural communities, chickens generate that protein out of the eggs. Because they multiply, they can sell the chooks. And that brings back, again, that income that I was talking about. And also chickens do help with veggie gardens. We all know how. So basically it's a chain.
This is the chicken or the egg from the Salvos. It's a challenge put to you this Easter. We're overseeing the battle between the two of them for your heart and wallet and taste buds. Betsy Pineda is from the Salvation Army's International Development Department, explaining why the chickens are the option we need to go for this Easter. Betsy, if somebody buys a chicken, where exactly is it going? Who gives out the chickens and what happens next?
Okay, when I talk about projects, it's not just about giving them a chicken. It's about a whole project where the community, the entire community participates. First of all, choosing the most vulnerable people that will be benefited the most. Then these people go on to training. They get business training. They get trained by vets in how to care for the chickens, how to feed them, what to feed them. They get trained in how to house the chickens. So, yeah, well, we've spoken to that community in Mozambique. We've spoken to a community in Tanzania and another community in Kenya. So basically we're having the people who will be receiving these chickens out of the Easter appeal will be HIV AIDS patients and their families who don't have an income generation in Mozambique, and orphans and widows in Tanzania, which, by the way, Tanzania is suffering a major drought at the moment, and that's another thing that we found out during this process, and orphans and vulnerable children in Kenya. And in Kenya, it's going to be a centre-based project. So it's going to be managed by one of the Salvation Army centres, and it's going to be driven directly by them.
You're with the chicken and the egg at Salvo's Radio Easter special. This is an Easter classic, the egg, having a showdown with a newcomer, the chicken, for your Easter celebration. celebrations. Betty speaking on behalf of the chicken. And Betty, if we do choose to go the way of the chicken, what do we need to do to get this chicken into the hands of a family in a developing nation?
All right, so basically we're asking people to go online to the salvos.org.au website. On that front page, they will find an image of a cool chicken, which is a chicken with sunnies. And that's how we are portraying this campaign, saying that chickens are more fun than eggs. So once you click on that chicken, that'll take you to the International Development online shop. And it's just a very short and easy way to do a transaction. It's just a shopping cart. And you just add as many chickens as you want, and you register your credit card, which is just secure, and it just goes straight away to generate your receipt. And with that receipt, you receive also a printable chicken card, which then you can keep to yourself, or you can give to someone instead of an egg.
You're with the chicken or the egg from the Salvos, a radio special taking you through the battle for your Easter celebrations. Will you be buying some eggs this year, or will you jump on board with the new contender, the chicken? Closing arguments now as both teams get to sum up their case in the final round. In the egg corner, eggs have been part of Easter symbolism for centuries now. Even chocolate eggs are into their second century with us. And since there are more and more fair trade options available, you can even know that your sweet treat isn't supporting slave labour or exploitation. Okay, last 3 points for the chicken side of things, Betsy. Three good reasons why you think we need chickens over eggs this Easter.
All right, well, firstly, because chickens grow fast and they multiply, and the chicks can be sold to generate some income. Whereas chocolate eggs only multiply your cellulite. Yeah. The number two will be chickens give some protein through their eggs, and they're a great support to grow veggie gardens. Whereas chocolate eggs only grow the addiction to chocolate. Number three will be that by giving some chickens, you will actually have a more of a lasting sense of accomplishing something good for somebody else. Whereas chocolate eggs only last as long as the taste in your mouth.
Salvos.org.au is where to go. Whether you want chickens or eggs, you'll find details about fair trade suppliers and the form you can use to buy a chicken for a family in a developing nation. This has been The Chicken or the Egg from Salvos Radio. My name's Helen. Have a wonderful Easter. I hope you get time to reflect and appreciate the incredible love that's been showed to you that this time of year is all about. I'll leave you with some beautiful Easter music from Third Day. This is I Remember You.
Chicken dance. Chickens are so much more fun than eggs. So this Easter, buy a family in a third world country a chicken through station sponsor Salvation Army International Development. Oh yeah, dance, chicky, dance. buy a family in a third world country a chicken and let's all do the chicken dance. Go online to salvos.org.au.